neither microphone got disconnected.
Nice.
At any point. Hooray!
Success.
Welcome back to Super Rankings, where you can come for Superman,
but stay for Parasite.
Yeah, that's something you could stay for.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm your head scientist whose edible just kicked in, Ben Creighton.
Kenny Wendorski. I gotta start doing these before you. I'm all sober, like an idiot.
It's not a crime anymore in this state.
That's true. Can't go to jail for it.
Yep.
Those of you who are in jail, well, you missed it.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful time to be alive.
Well, I think they reverse grandfather clause that thing. I think there was something in the bill about if you're in for drug offenses that are no longer crimes, you know, we'll see about reduced sentence, good behavior, like, let's get them out of there.
Yeah.
But I hope that's right.
Yeah, now you can just go to the store and go, hello, sir.
Yep.
I would like some marijuana.
Yes.
And they will go, here you go.
Yep.
This is a great time to be alive.
It is. It is. It's a time when we can all gather together and watch brightly colored children's cartoon shows.
That's right. And we are currently in Superman, the animated series.
We are. We finished up Batman, like, what, 3-4 months ago now?
Feels like a while.
Yeah.
But it actually hasn't been a while, but it feels like a while.
It's like a whole new spandex-clad world out here.
Yeah.
We watched Double Dose today.
That's right, Ben. Oh boy.
Okay, so we got our plucky janitor, Danny.
Danny, who kind of looks like, you remember the episode with the baby doll and there was the guitarist kid?
Yeah.
Who,
the child actor who grew up and had a garage band?
That's right.
And he does look a little like him.
A little bit like that.
Yeah.
Maybe that was him. Who knows?
Well, for that to happen, I would have to do research, and clearly I'm bad podcast man today.
Bad podcast man!
I don't want to Google it, Kenny.
No.
I want to remain ignorant.
No, not bad podcast man, the bad pipes.
Oh, I now return you back to your regularly scheduled Superman.
Thank God, good podcast man.
Yes, so Danny is going past the security checkpoint, high security, no electronic devices, because Saul Goodman's brother's in there.
Is listening to a disc. I'm sorry, not even a Discman. It's a Walkman.
Yes. It's basic. So you ever wonder, Kenny, why like images and clip art for movies will have these things like these two wheels with very thick spokes and a black line running between them in a sinuous pattern?
I think it's called a tape.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And you put the tape in. And the wheels spin and to make music come out of the magic box.
Yes, exactly. You can use them in your car, or you could use them in portable form, as Danny is doing. And the security guard says, hey, didn't you read the sign? You got to take your watch off. But Danny's sneaky. He says, no, I like my music.
That's right. He takes the watch off, but he sneaks in his Walkman. I want to keep saying Discman.
Yes.
Walkman. And he's jamming to some tunes as he's sweeping away. And we've got Livewire.
Yep. She's in this padded cell. She's got a little bookshelf. Livewire doesn't like to read. Livewire is a music and radio lady. And she wants music. And Danny's got what she wants.
So she kind of is like, hey, come here. Come on. I'm so lonely. Somebody hang out with me. Let me listen to music, please.
Right. Maybe you get laid.
You might.
I mean, I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying.
I'm a girl. You're a guy.
I might not electrocute your dick. I don't know. I haven't tried since this happened.
And so Danny says, okay, here. And she listens to some music.
Yep.
Not really. She absorbs the power from the Walkman.
Now, Walkman, you may or may not recall, generally ran on between 2 and 4 AA batteries, which is apparently enough electricity to melt the lock off of this door and give Danny Boy a good zippy zap.
Yep. Livewire is free. She got what she needed, and she...
And by the way, in this super high-security hallway where no electronic devices are allowed because electricity bad, she might zippy-zap, is a light switch and fluorescent lights. What even is happening? Who designed this prison?
I pointed to a light switch. She goes in it, and that's how she pretty much escapes her prison.
Yep. We cut to a press conference. Dan Turpin's talking about how if he catches Livewire, she's gonna get it, boy. He might fire his police gun at her.
Yeah.
And then she'll know.
Yeah.
Yeah. She doesn't know.
No.
She's gonna fuck around and find out.
Yeah.
She found out. It was fine.
Yeah.
She zippy zapped out of his microphone and gave him a little zippy zap sleepy boy kiss.
Yep.
It's time to fight Superman.
Superman shows up and she's like, oh, no, you don't. She escapes into a TV.
Yep.
Has a little speech that she's like, ah, ha, ha, ha. I'm free. Superman, you know, she escapes. Yeah. She goes to get Parasite for some reason.
Yeah, apparently she was also watching the Angela Chen special and looking at the old Rogues Gallery and thought, wonder who might be enough of a doofus to do a little team-up with old Livewire.
So remember Rudy had a big screen TV?
Yep.
She comes out of the TV and says, howdy do, want to do crimes together?
And Rudy says, well, gee, I mean, my whole arc in my last episode was realizing that I'm kind of bad at crimes and should probably just be well-behaved and then, you know, maybe get some perks. And that's the way my life is going to improve, by following the rules and being helpful. So thank you for thinking of me, but have you considered, I don't know, what's Brainiac up to?
No! He says, okay.
And my character arc has entirely reversed itself.
They escape. He's able to absorb some guards.
Yep.
He's on an island. Remember, he's on the island that's like a
Striker
Island. Yeah.
Yep.
And he absorbs the knowledge of a guard so that he can operate a boat.
Yep.
Livewire doesn't want to go on the boat because, you know, water.
Water bad.
So she escapes through circuitry.
Yep.
And he escapes on a boat.
Yep. They're causing havoc. Their prison break wasn't exactly a big secret.
No.
Unlike in Arkham, where half the time you show up and there's like a straw mannequin in a rocking chair. Whoever's running Strikers, I mean, not great. But better than fucking Dr. Bartholomew.
Superman shows up, picks up the boat, and Rudy takes a shotgun and shoots at the bottom of the boat, trying to touch Superman to, get his powers.
Yep.
Doesn't work.
Yep. The fight winds up in the ocean. Rudy zippy zaps a shark so he can get good swimmings.
I did kind of like that. He absorbs the power of a shark, and they have a big brawl under the sea.
Da, 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 da.
Don't sue us, Disney.
And, of course, Superman has to try to keep Parasite at arm's length. He uses the mast of a ship, and I'm sitting there like, you got eye lasers, my dude. Where's the eye lasers? Did you forget about the eye lasers?
Rudy escapes in a drain pipe, and Superman uses his X-ray vision to look through the sand silt from the fight. And Rudy's gone.
Yep. So he hooks back up with Livewire, and every time the two of them are hanging out, Rudy wants to get real touchy with Livewire.
He's got a rapey vibe.
I
even texted you.
Yep.
A little on the rapey side today.
Yeah. I mean, Livewire, that was her whole pitch, was let's kill Superman together. I need to get the killing blow, because otherwise all I'm going to get is leaked XP. And I need that good XP. I need to level up. And you only level up if you get that final shot in.
And Rudy wants to touch a lady.
Yeah.
So
she said, okay, I will let you touch Zappy Lady. Not until after we kill Superman. It's pay for play.
Yeah.
But Rudy is, every time she turns her back, he's trying to touch her, and she does the old blindside zippy zap, like, nah, I'm made of electricity, dude.
Yeah.
What do you think's going to happen?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's nothing doing, but they're having a little bicker.
Yeah. And after this, I kind of zoned out a little bit.
You were not wrong to do so. Yeah. Long story short, they make their way back to some power plant because...
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, Livewire wants to get good and juiced up, and not just by being touched by a purple penis man, but also juiced with electricity.
Now, Superman noticed, Clark Kent noticed Lex Lewis Lane put on a raincoat, and he's like, ah, that's probably smart.
I will touch ladies, but only while wearing a rubber.
He puts a full bodysuit rubber on.
I don't know from whence he got it. I'm assuming it was something Hamilton.
Yeah.
but my headcanon, my theory, is that he just went to the store, went to Costco, and got one of those big, giant spools of plastic wrap and just super spun in it like he was doing himself up like a mummy for Halloween.
Could have been.
Except with plastic wrap.
Yeah.
So if you've got a better theory that also fits the available data points,
sure.
anchor.fm/superrankings, leave us a voice message. But that's my headcanon. Change my mind.
Superman shows up. He's in this human condom, and we get ourselves a fight.
Yep. It's Superman seems to have the upper hand because the saran wrap apparently does not conduct electricity, and Rudy can't zippy-zap and take his powers through it. But Rudy and Livewire think of some science, and Rudy chucks a liquid nitrogen canister that Livewire zippy zaps in the air and freezes Superman and freezes that plastic wrap right off of him.
That's right. He breaks free, but in doing so, no more plastic.
Yep.
No more condom.
Yep.
So he's at kind of the whim. Rudy does touch him a little bit.
Yep, gets some Superman powers. So Superman's limping away. He's having a bad time. And Livewire says, okay, good. I get that kill shot. I need that sweet, sweet XP. Ding me.
And Rudy touches her.
Yep. Because for some reason, this time, every other time, she's been able to zippy zap him away. She's seen him coming before he does anything. And this one time, I guess, she couldn't zap him, and he gets a handful of her juiciness.
And of course she's like, you idiot.
Yep.
This kind of breaks, lets Superman stagger away.
Yep.
He goes to the janitor's closet.
Yes.
At one point.
That's my mop!
Gets himself a broom.
Yep.
Rudy laughs because Lois. God damn. Superman is spinning the mop around like a Donatello from Ninja Turtles.
Yep.
And Rudy gets it on fire.
You don't understand. That mop was given to me for my birthday when I was 8 years old.
Yep. He's now got both his parasite zippy zaps and his lightning live wire zippy zaps. But now with the broom on fire, Superman just smirks and holds it up above his head where it sets off the sprinkler system.
Water bad.
Water bad. And, oh, by the way, Parasite has amnesia again, because otherwise he would know who
That's
Clark
right.
is.
He gets shocked.
He's very prone to amnesia.
They get hauled away, and she's, like, cursing at him, and was it McGarnacle?
Yep.
It's not McGarnacle. But
no, McGarnacle.
He was in that.
Yeah, he was in Target. No, this is Dan Turpin. He's the good McGarnacle.
He says, like, honey, he can't hear you. He's in
La La Land.
Yeah. And Superman's like, are you sure about that? And he's like, yeah, he's not going to hear anybody. And Superman's like, woohoo! And he offers him a ride, which is nice.
Yep, but Superman says, nope, I can fly again. There have been no consequences, and nothing bad has happened as a result of these events. It is entirely skippable.
That is daily dose? Double dose.
Double dose. Yes.
Double dose.
I don't think I could handle a dose of this daily.
Yes.
Kenny, does this episode hold up?
No.
Nah.
This is probably the first time. No, it's not the first time, but this is the first episode in a while I will say pass.
Yeah, I mean, it's got some pretty decent set pieces. We didn't really talk about the part of the Livewire fight where she's having to dip and dodge because Clark karate chopped a fire hydrant open and was, like, redirecting the spray at her. That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
So let's precisely measure the volume and amplitude of our with some science.
Yeah.
I'm a disciple of science.
All right, we got our science machine turning on.
Yep, it's still got the plazorpal kryptonite.
Yep.
Not kryptonite, but kryptonite, which is very different.
Yes.
Yes, it's non-lethal to Superman and most breeds of cat.
You don't have to explain, the kids know.
Oh, I'm sorry. Silly me. I only went to kryptonite school 2 years nights at kryptonite trade school to learn this stuff, and now baby's freaking come out of the womb
yep.
knowing how to program VCRs and work purple kryptonite.
See what happens when you graduate from Gudger College?
Yep.
That's a Simpsons reference.
Yeah.
We're stalling the inevitable.
Yep. Let's see if we can stall just long enough to put our lab coats on.
Take them pants off.
All right. We got a list. It's got 19 thingy-dings in it.
All right.
You should probably read it.
Here we go. Mixo Pixelay, Last Son of Krypton, Target, Little Piece of Home, Prometheon, Identity Crisis, Fun and Games, The Way of All Flesh, Blast from the Past, Tools of the Trade, My Girl, Stolen Memories, Feeding Time, Speed Demons, Main Man, Livewire, Tuesday Crowd, Action Figures, Mummy Alive, Rah, 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 Rah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I like how it starts out with that mix, yes, pixelated, but then it's all business from there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. All right.
I see a little dot when I read Mixy, and I see the dot kind of like, you know, like the old 60s cartoons when they would have a song and the dot would bounce onto the word so that you knew.
There we go. Follow the bouncing ball, kids.
All Mixy right. Pixelated.
RNGesus wants to know, is Double Dose better or worse? The number one, Mixius Pixelated.
No.
No, worse in fact.
Moving on.
Yep. I'm sure everybody got enough
we
mildly intoxicated gushing 2 weeks ago.
That's right, you're still high.
Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Hey, which is better, Double Dose or number 12, Stolen Memories?
No.
Nope. Brainiac, all day, every day.
Yeah. I get Stolen Memories and Tools of the Trade kind of mixed up in my head. Because I hear Toys or Tools of the Trade, I think of the spaceship from Brainiac.
Yeah.
But either way, no.
Nope. No, in fact. All right.
Wouldn't it be funny if the next one's the... I get confused.
Let's see. Well, we're popping down exactly one spot to number 14, Speed Demons.
That's with the Flash. No.
No. Flash,
That's another action figure grab bag, but...
Yeah, but that that brings somebody new to the table, yeah.
Seeing those two bicker with each other and then work together to solve the problem, I like that.
Yeah, Livewire and Parasite just kind of bicker and then just straight up fight.
It only escalates. It's kind of like Baby Doll with the croc thing. You just kind of like, I see what you were trying to do and it's not working.
Yeah. I mean, it's... Yeah. No. All right. In that case, are we feeling Double Dose or number 19, Mummy's Alive, rah-rah-rah-rah?
King Tut. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to give it to... this one.
Yeah.
Still better than Mummies.
Yeah, this one, it had a couple of good action set pieces. The whole thing with the I do like that it had three major fights that all came down to some sort of trickery or environmental awareness between Superman using the hydrant to fend off Livewire. I mean, I guess a few actually, because then...
Yeah, the Walkman part.
Yeah.
You know, she does kind of like, hey, guard, come here.
Yeah.
Let me get some AA battery power.
Yeah. Rah, had some fight scenes that were all like, these guys all have very vaguely established power sets. I don't know what's going on, and I'm bored. Yep. So, yeah. All right. In that case, is Double Dose better or worse than last week's number 18 action figures? I would take this over action figures.
Yeah, I agree.
That one was just slow and thin, and this one was exactly as thin, but it at least crammed more fight scenes and more interesting ones. Yep. All right. Getting to that point in the show where our science segment's just going to get longer and longer. We should be narrowing in on it now, little by little. Is Double Dose going to be better or worse than number 17, Two's a Crowd?
Oh, no. That's funny, because there's both two villains that he has to fight.
Two's a Crowd.
Two's a Crowd's better.
Two's a Crowd was Parasite and Man in Parasite Head, right?
Pretty sure. Yeah.
We were just talking about it last week, which is to say, like, not even a half an hour ago in our time.
Yeah, pretty sure that's the one where the ticking bomb.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a cool explosion at the end in that abandoned mine.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess Tooza Kred had some stakes because it did. I mean, it's a bomb. It's big enough to level half of Metropolis until it's not big enough to get out of a small crater.
Yeah.
But, you know, that gave it some sense of tension and stakes. So, yeah, I'll go ahead and concur.
Yeah.
All right. Well, in that case, if I can make the fucking science machine cooperate for a goddamn second. There we go. It puts Double Dose right down here at the new 18 spot, just below Tooza Kred and just above Action Figures.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems right.
You know, it occurs to me that so we usually record these in doubles. Last week, we got our number one and number three.
Oh.
And this week, you and I got to experience our 18 and 19 out of 20. We really, wow.
And we've said it before, we'll say it again. They can't all be winners.
Yep. Well, let's see if we might have a winner next week.
I think it's solar power. Or solar panel.
Yes. Solar power. That's right. I think it's been a while. I don't know. Do you remember this one at all?
Vaguely, but not enough to give a synopsis.
Red
Sun.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
I seem to remember Superman getting depowered because of Red Sun shenanigans. He got, like, trapped in a Red Sun room, or maybe the villain did, like, a Mr. Burns, partial Mr. Burns, and blocked out
the
sun.
Me neither. Maybe it's Lex Luthor. We haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, I don't know. I bet it's not Lex Luthor, but I bet it's like a Lex Luthor puppet, like Metallo started out as. Like, right. Lex is kind of back there pulling the strings, but it takes some doing to get Lex to actually come out here and take the field.
Well, this is good. I will be going in completely unknown episode.
Oh, yeah, I mean, last time that happened, it was Target, and it was great.
Right?
So maybe this one will be great, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but until then, Kenny, where can folks find you on the internet?
You can find me at Wyski TV on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
And you can find me at HBI2K on Twitter or twitch.tv/BenCreighton. And you can find the two of us right here at anchor.fm/SuperRankings. You can pledge us $1, $5, or $10 a month. That gets you a limerick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're good.
Yeah. Occasionally. I thought the last one turned out all right.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
We still haven't heard back about whether I guessed the gender right, though.
Oh, that's right, huh?
That was my double or nothing bet.
Was it Jean?
Jean-Marie.
Jean-Marie, that's right.
I Googled it, as I probably should have done at the time, and it seems like it is typically considered a boy's name in France.
Yeah, but we don't want
to... But, we don't want to assume.
Yeah.
There's a lady on Star Trek now named Michael. That's not a lady's name.
Is that Star Trek Discovery?
Yeah, the bad one.
I still haven't watched it.
Don't.
You told me not to, so I listened to
it's
you.
It's very bad. So, we are not, in fact, Trek Rankings. That's a different podcast.
Well, yeah, it is. That's where we stole this idea from.
Yeah, but they're less scientific. They don't rank things.
There we go.
That's the twist. We rank things.
That's the twist.
Yeah. Come twist it up next week.
Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Don't get it twisted.
Bye.